You're listening to Across the Park with Joel Kassam, Gabby Morris, and Mick Rad. Welcome to Across the Park. Where are my notes? A very multi-award-winning sports show. I'm Joel Kassam, and joining me to talk about all things Commonwealth Games, NRL, surfing, and whatever else are my dear friends Mick Rad and Gabby Morris.
Hello, hello.
Oh, hello.
Good to be all in together in the studio again, just like the old days.
Yeah, it's all right. Not bad.
Yeah, well, it's good to see you too, Gab. Yeah. We're all wearing beanies. Well, you were wearing a beanie, Joel.
Well, I can put it back on.
No, it's okay. I like it.
Yeah, I would have to say, like, Joel and I are wearing, like, the traditional kind of folded up beanie, like, kind of knitted, kind of cable knit thing. Mm. Mick, you're wearing what looks sort of like a condom beanie. It's like a really thin material with a rib around the edge.
It's ribbed, yes. Thanks for noticing.
For your pleasure.
For everyone's pleasure, really.
Just talk us through.
Well, I just like thin things that are close to my skin.
Yep, most men say that.
Do
I? I don't know. We might need to delete that. That was rude.
I think it's okay for 7 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it shows off the nice contours of my head.
Yep.
In a nice way.
Yep.
And it's not offensive. It's just plain.
It kind of looks like there's another layer missing from the beanie. Like, it looks like the internal layer of the beanie that you've just got. You know, like...
Should I have, like, one of your beanies on top of
this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my inner beanie.
I think that's what it looks like.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I said it was a swimming cap.
Yeah.
Very tight fitting.
It is a swimming cap, yeah.
If I went swimming in this, what would happen?
It would get wet.
You would not have any friends anymore.
Oh, well, there they go.
Anyway, sorry. We must criticise you when you're in person. That's just what we do on the show.
Wow, you can do it in real time. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, we're back in, like you said, we're all together in one studio. We're in this studio, which is the studio we used to use a lot. We haven't used it for a while. We sort of got kicked out, which is okay. We've been using this. No one can
he
see.
He always does this. He What's goes that? Into the depths of what studio we're using and why he likes
well,
the certain
I like
studio
this
the
studio.
Most.
I like this studio more. Mm. It's more comfortable. I've got my effects. I mean, I stopped up there at the beginning a little bit, but I'm happy here. But there is, it's clean. It smells yes. clean in here. I don't
it
know
does.
If anyone else has noticed that.
And Sani. Glen 20 at the ready.
Oh, that's what it is. It's the Glen 20.
And this is exactly what people tune in for is the detail. The detail.
Yes.
The across the field detail.
Across the field. Change our name. Well, welcome everyone. It's lovely to see you all. Let's do our goal, own goal, and streaker. First up is Gabby.
Well, if you've just tuned into Across the Park and you haven't heard this segment before, goal, own goal, streaker. Goal is the best thing about your week.
Yep.
Own goal is the worst thing, obviously, own goal. Streaker is the surprise of the week. I'll start with my streaker, which
Ooh.
Is the surprise.
Yep.
I was walking the dog the other day.
Is it going to surprise you as well, as you're saying?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
You have no idea
yeah, yeah.
where this is going.
What? Well, I say. I was walking the other dog the other day and I was like walking around, you know, big walk at the park. And I was like, something doesn't feel right. I feel off. Like, what is it? What's going on? Kept walked home. It was like, you know, an hour long walk, whatever. I got home and I was like, I just don't know what is wrong with me today. Like, I feel weird. Like, something's wrong. And then I was like reading my phone and I was like, oh my God, I'm losing my vision. I can't see. Like, what's going on? And then I looked in the mirror and I realized I wasn't wearing my glasses. And it was extremely stressful and quite surprising. own goal of the week, we babysat our friend's one-year-old and it was the first time they'd ever gone out and let someone babysit this. So they were nervous, but we were like, don't worry about it, we're fine. And we finally got her to sleep and it was, you know, she was crying. It was quite an ordeal. Got her down. We were so excited, happy. And it was like an hour later and I was like, I should just check just to make sure she's okay. Like, she's sleeping, she's breathing, all mm-hmm. the things. And I opened the door and she's out cold. She's gorgeous. She's sleeping. And as I close the door, it just goes. And you just hear this.
Oh, no.
Didn't get back to sleep. Parents came home after their beautiful night out and had to deal with that. So that was a massive own goal. The goal of the week is I'm going to the ice hockey on the weekend, which is sporty related, which is never really the case for me. So that's exciting. I shall report back.
Who's playing?
The Kangaroos and the... the icy poles.
Well, let's have a look. Do you know where you're going?
I'm going to Canberra.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah.
This weekend?
Yeah, this weekend. So, and yeah, going to do a sporty thing. I was hoping that maybe we could ice skate beforehand, but I don't know if that's, I don't know. There might not be time. We'll see. But yeah, going to see a sport.
Nice.
Is it going to be two Canberra sides, do you think?
It's the Canberra Knights, I believe, is the Canberra team.
For ice hockey? Yeah, okay. Yes. Yep. Cool.
But I'm not sure of the other team.
It's not the playing. Icy poles? There's some sort of icy situation, I'm sure.
I don't see icy poles. No.
I don't see it. This is
I don't see anything at all.
2021 winter schedule. Really struggling.
Oh, well.
Oh, dear.
Or maybe by the end of the show,
we'll find out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. I'll go through mine then.
You go.
Sure.
Okay. My goal of the week was seeing one of my favorite bands of all time, who once upon a time played at the Loft Bar behind 2SER to about 20 people, playing to 14,000 people at Kudos Bank Arena. It was Gang of Youths.
Oh.
And it was just
you've interviewed
a really,
them before, and I've sat in with you, actually.
In fact, if you look up Gang of Youths on YouTube and 2SER, you'll find a video of Dave Leapepi in this very studio playing live. Might have been in the studio next door.
It was, and I filmed it.
And Gabby filmed it.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, that video has got so many hits.
Really?
And people love it.
Cameramanship for me.
What?
Good cameramanship?
Yes. Camerawomanship, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
so,
filming.
Yes. That was a...
Yeah. It looked epic.
It was so good.
Yeah.
So
great
band. And just so happy for them as well.
Just wanted on that.
Yeah.
I was trying to understand rock, the genre, and if it's still a thing. And
rock
I went
will never
to,
die, Gab.
I went to Spotify and I was like, "What? Who's a rock band? You tell me.
What do you mean?
Like, who was a rock band? Who can you think of that's a rock band?
Well, anyone. What? Rolling Stones?
No, but like newish, not like old. Like within the last like 10
years. Well, Gang of Youths would be a rock band.
They are the number one recommended rock band when you go to the genre rock.
Really?
Gang of Youths. And then it's just like,
Rolling Stones. Probably Press Club. There's lots of great Australian rock bands.
Are we talking just Australia?
Well, no, but I feel like more like modern recent rock bands.
Yes. No, they're pretty big.
Rock and roll, different genre, but rock, not really much happening.
Wait, rock and roll and rock are the same thing?
No, they're different.
No, well, it's just the shortening of rock and roll.
That's what I would have thought.
No, I think it's different. I'm sure it's different.
Okay. Or are there any enroll bands that you know of?
Sorry, I took over. I just thought maybe you'd be interested in that.
No, yeah.
What was your own goal?
Own goal, it's not an own goal of my own doing. It's an own goal of what's happening around my area. Gabby will know where I live. It's an apartment block near the Redfern train station.
Doesn't know Redfern.
Everyone's
going to
go now.
That's why he doesn't know.
I know where you live.
Yeah, you've been there, haven't you?
I haven't been inside.
Well,
why
really?
Didn't you include him?
I've sat out the front in a tree. Some binoculars.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a big, big planning, development thing to go on around our apartment. Like, pretty much all the way around, like a 28-story building is going to be out the back of our house.
Ooh.
And it's like they're asking for submissions right now. Like, so you can like say, I don't think this should be built in this
area.
I would
like a water park.
It does not fit into the heritage listing of the area.
Give me across the park any day.
Rather than this ugly park. And it's not an on goal as such because it's not my fault, but I'm really angry about it and I don't know what, you can't do anything about it. Like, but the thing is, this has been the sort of thing that's been proposed many times before.
Yeah, they ask for your input, but they're never going to read it.
Well, no, they have to read it.
Yeah, they'll read it, but they'll throw it out and go, we're building the apartments, it's what makes us the money.
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching, indeed.
Oh, you look really stressed, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just sad. I'm also trying to think of a streaker and I'm sort of struggling. A surprise of the week, I don't think I can think of one right now.
That's okay.
Yes. That's all right. Joel.
Me. All right, I'll have a go. I'm going to do it the other way. I'm going to start with the
streaker. You
can do
it whatever
way. Thank you.
Well, that's what Gabby did.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not cool then. My streaker this week is, for the first time in a very long time, I went swimming and I went to the gym.
Nice.
At the same time. Well, not same
exactly
time. The same time. You take weights in
water
the water.
Water aerobics.
Yeah. that's a thing, right?
That is definitely a thing.
Well, I did the gym and then I went for a swim.
Right.
It was great. I felt great afterwards.
Nice.
Like, yes, I can breathe and this is nice. I'm having a good time. It leads into the own goal, which is, of course, today I am very sore. Very sore. Can't lift my arms up too high. In a lot of pain. Muscles, I forgot they hurt.
You can't go hard. You've got to just pull. Everyone does that. You know, you go back and you're like, yeah, I can do this, and then you can't walk for a week.
It's that's bad. What happened.
Epsom salt baths, hydration. Don't go back again.
That might be my weekend. Mm-hmm. And then my my goal this week, I guess it's not that massive, but my partner and I are having a baby.
Yay! And I can babysit.
Ooh. Jeez.
God, where did you get the crowd from, guys?
Far out.
Tell them to calm down. And I appreciate the fireworks. Thank you.
Awesome news, Daddy Joel.
Daddy Joel. We'll just call you Daddy now.
Mm.
You better, yeah, that's nice.
Papa Joel.
Daddy.
That's great. Good stuff.
Thank you very much.
Good stuff.
Can't wait to have them in the studio here while you made it to babysit because you're like doing that damn podcasting again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Just bring the baby in.
Yeah.
While we do the show.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks.
Okay.
That's it.
Is that it?
Cross the baby. That's enough.
I did my thing and I played some effects and it was fun. All right. Shall we do some sports stuff?
Yeah.
May as well.
That's the thing we do on the show.
Excellent. Let's find something to play.
Okay.
Short.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
It's a very quick one. Mm. To start, the Commonwealth Games finished. Mm. The 2022 Commonwealth Games, to be exact, in Birmingham over in Old England.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm.
It really just goes around between England and Australia and sometimes
maybe
Canada.
Canada.
and then back again. Yeah.
So it finished up, Australia topping the medal table with 178 medals.
Wow.
Including 67 gold, 57 silver and 54 bronze.
And our 1,000th gold.
Far out.
Say 1,000th.
1,000th.
Oh, you did it.
1,000th. But if you think about it, you won't be able to.
No, 1,000th.
Maybe you should take your beanie off. It might help.
Okay. 1,000th.
Yes.
That's better. You did it. It worked.
It did work.
Put it back on.
Did you see the controversy? Oh,
wow. What's happened? Is everyone okay? Do we need to take a minute? Should I play a song?
Controversy.
Take your beanie off.
Oh, my God.
Controversial?
Well, the controversy.
The controversy?
There you go. Did it. S at the first. S at the first. God. Help. With the women's hockey team, Australian women's hockey team, playing against India, when there was... So Australia were taking a penalty and she missed, but then the ref was like, "Oh, oops, sorry. We need to do that again. Yeah. The timer wasn't on." And they were like, "Whoa, what? Are you joking? No, you can't do that." And they were like, you know, kicking up a stink. And Australia were like, "Sweet.
Yeah.
got another penalty shot. Got it in."
Wow.
So then they won.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Full on. I didn't see it. I heard about it. But that's...
I feel like... I mean, and the commentators were like, "Whoa, that's not on." I feel like that's pretty rough. Like, you wouldn't want to... I don't know. You'd feel pretty bad as Australia.
Yeah, just, I think like, so. Did they win by that one goal?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
I'll just double check.
Well, that I mean, regardless, it's still, yeah. Where is Rowan? Not here. That's okay, Rowan.
Not sure.
Not sure.
That.
Doesn't matter.
we didn't win gold. I know that.
All I know is I saw it and I knew that it happened. I don't know who won.
No, the Hockey Roos, I think, got bronze. Was that the bronze medal match? Maybe.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, God. It doesn't matter.
It was controversial.
That's still controversial. Another controversial thing that happened was the Australian cricket team, the women's T20 team won.
Yes.
They had a player
that
play.
That was amazing. That comeback in that game.
Oh, not even that.
Mm.
The controversial part.
Yes.
Someone had COVID, had tested positive.
Oh, yeah,
COVID,
playing with COVID. But everyone knew, just wore a mask. How good's that?
That's great. It's cricket. It's pretty spacious.
Yeah, it's
spacious.
Outside.
Wait, what position did they play? Don't
fullback.
Know.
Look, I don't know the facts.
Yeah, we just
with
don't.
You,
we
it
just
doesn't matter.
Don't.
We just know
we
things
just
happen.
We just want to tell you interesting things about sport that might or might not have happened.
You go home and you find out the rest.
Yes.
We sort of get you started.
Yeah, that's
you do
true.
The rest.
Yeah.
Also, did you see that runner that was running and he had a wardrobe malfunction?
Oh. Yes.
And he's... third leg came out,
which
wasn't helpful, obviously. You would think it would be helpful in a running competition, but it wasn't. I just made
joke.
That up.
That,
just then. That was
joke.
Quite good.
Yeah, I like that.
We should keep that one. And the poor guy, I just don't understand. Like, they're wearing Lycra and it's tight And you'd think by now they'd figured it out. Like, wouldn't you strap it or something? Like, put it up, I don't know, put it up high over your shoulder or something. Like, just make sure it's down. And but the guy, the poor thing, was like adjusting himself and running. And like, he was going to win. He was doing really well. Mm. And everyone saw his penis.
Yeah.
So,
penis.
Poor fella. But he was great about it. So that's good.
Are we ever going to not win at Commonwealth Games? Like, I feel like, right, we're just kicking butt. The next one is, of course, here again, isn't it? Next,
I'm not too sure. That's
the next Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, 2026.
Yeah.
In Victoria.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because no one else like went for it.
Oh, that's right.
It's
regional. That's
right. It's in regional Victoria.
That's right.
Victoria.
Ballarat, Bendigo, Geelong, and Gippsland will host events at the Games in 2026.
Yeah.
Wow.
We could go to that.
And then we've got the Olympics in Brisbane in 2032, I believe it is. So like,
and the Women's World Cup next year.
Yeah, Women's World Cup. Australia is the place to be.
You're doing the funniest home videos. This is you.
Sorry, I just got a bit excited. Look, didn't watch anything to do with the Commonwealth Games besides a few little highlights.
Really? Oh. I loved it. I thought it was great.
I feel ashamed, but, you know, each to their own.
Okay, we didn't say a thing.
Mick, back to what you said before, we did get our 1,000th and then 1,000th and first gold medals.
Gold medal.
The next in line is England with 773.
Far out.
Well behind.
Yep.
Do they get money?
Well, for winning.
Yeah, for their medal. What's the point?
No, I think
I think it's up to their own like committees from each country as to where how
kinda
much
like the Olympics
money they give to the winners and stuff. Yeah.
I'd say so.
They'd get something.
Not that much though. No, no one really watches.
Probably not from the Commonwealth Games because we have so many medalists. It's like, oh, far out. Okay, use 50 cents for you.
Yeah.
we'll give you a slot on Across the Park.
We had, obviously, Emma McKeon.
11 gold?
No, 6 gold.
6.
2 silver. So she went onto the podium 8 times.
Yep.
That's 20 medals for her.
Unbelievable.
All up.
Whoa.
And 14 gold. She is...
What do you do?
The most
with them?
Decorated Commonwealth Games for her. I don't have no idea. Where do you put them all?
Yeah, like you'd look like a bit of a wanker if you just had them all up in your house when everyone, you know.
Like, that's a lot. I would do it.
Yeah, I know you would. Do you still do it with all your school trophies?
Of course. Where are yours?
They're in a box. Actually, what do you do with them? It's my friend was cleaning out her garage and she just had boxes of like trophies. She just couldn't deal with them. So her dad pulled the plaque off every single one and just put them all on one trophy.
Nice.
And I was like, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right, I guess.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah.
Because trophies are, they take up a bit of space.
Yeah. And they're all the same and they're a bit plasticky. Oh, sorry, Mick.
All yours are paper.
Trigger warning.
Got some ribbons.
Yeah.
Ribbons. Yeah. I could make a ribbon jacket and the amount of ribbons I've got. Sorry, Mick.
All right. More sport.
More sport. NRL. So Canberra Raiders coach Ricky Stewart has been hit with an unprecedented ban. This is massive news.
It's been all over it, all over the place.
He went very, very crazy in a post-match press conference. So this was last week.
Oh, yeah.
Panthers played Canberra. Panthers won. Sticky... got a bit icky with the sitchy. Wasn't happy.
Yeah.
But was most notably unhappy with a player from the Storm, Salmon, who I actually haven't even seen. Have you seen the incident that occurred?
Oh, it was like his legs sort of kicked out accidentally and hit like the other player in the nether regions a little bit.
Right.
Oh.
Usually funny. but, you know.
The nutcracker.
Painful. The nutcracker.
Usually come with some sort of... noise, which of course is in the other studio. I don't have one in this one.
Oh, I thought this was a good studio.
Testicles.
There we go.
I mean, that's not the one I wanted, but it'll work. For this, Jamin Salmon, so sort of kicks on whether he meant it or not. We don't know. In the press conference, Ricky Stewart went after him, calling him a
weak
gutted dog.
Wait, so hang on. Who's he calling the weak gutted dog? The guy that nutcracked him or the guy that was nutcracked?
The guy who nutcracked the other guy. In what looked like an intentional sort
kick
of
in the
act,
balls.
But it wasn't really.
Right, and he's saying.
But he's saying this guy, he expects it from this guy because he's got history. He's got history from the under-12s with Ricky Stewart's son and this guy. were playing under 12 together, and there's some incidents that happened which haven't really come to light properly. But obviously, Ricky's holding a grudge for what this 12-year-old Jamin Salmon has done. You know, when we're 11 or 12, you do stupid things.
Yep.
You know, you say stupid things. I don't know what he did or said. I can't judge that. But he's obviously held on to it for a long time. I think Jamin Salmon's like 24 now. So we're talking about 12 years ago or something.
Yeah.
But he didn't even just say it once off the cuff. He said it twice. And he just like, it was such a definite like hatred.
Yeah, he knew what he was saying.
Hatred there.
So he only said he was a weak, gutted dog.
Well, yeah. What does that even mean?
Yeah, what does
is
that
it
mean?
Is it a dog that's just had like eaten some KFC and is like, threw it up because it didn't go down very well?
Wait,
you know?
So like that's all. He got a ban for saying.
And
so,
yeah, he's $25,000 fine.
That's right. So he's banned. He is the coach of the club, Ricky, coach of the Canberra Raiders Club. He's banned for one game. So as of Tuesday this week until Tuesday next week, he cannot contact any of the players or do anything with the team.
What?
Yeah.
This is like something from Love Island. It doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't. It's pretty unprecedented.
The
NRL's never had to suspend a coach before.
Yeah.
And they didn't quite know what to do. They're like, oh, we've got to do something. So they just said, okay, for a week you can't contact the team and you got to pay some money. Don't do it again. It's pretty weak. Pretty weak gutted from the NRL.
But what do you think? Sorry, hang on. Are you saying that
it's inappropriate? It's completely. He should not have said it, and he should have been fined, and he should have been like there should be a bigger sentence for this. Like but, you can't go around just calling people this, you know, in press conferences.
It's a game, like
it's messed up. And Ricky gets passionate. He gets fired up. Mm. He used to be the coach of my team, and even when he was coach, I hated him.
Imagine him like in the sheds though. Like if he's saying this. In a press conference. It must be bad.
Yeah, I can't imagine what he says. I can't imagine what he says about people behind closed doors. That's the thing. You know, this is what he said in the media, in the public.
Wow.
So,
Ricky giving a spicy goss, though. Wow.
Well, yeah, thanks,
but Ricky. Now people have an opinion that Jamin Salmon has done something bad. Maybe it was bad when he was 11. But I don't know. We can't.
He was 11.
Yes.
He did something that Ricky has held on to because their families know each other.
Sorry, I thought this was like a recent thing that he did.
It is.
And well, it just sparked because of some incident in the game the other day, which this player did. He brought it. It was like he was holding on to it, waiting for this opportunity.
Yes. Oh my God,
to
Ricky.
Just give him
go
like
to
a
therapy.
Jab.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly.
It's great. Everyone should do it.
This overshadowed an exciting round of NRL.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Brookvale Oval on Friday night.
Nice.
Out of Manly. I swore I would never go back to Brookvale Oval after Parramatta got done like 60-0 there a number of years ago. But here I was back there because I'm a sucker. I was up on the hill, ran full of Manly fans, and Parra got up. Look, this could be a shocker. This could have been my... I actually thought of this for the streaker because I was up on the hill with all the Manly fans.
Myself.
Surrounded by... No, with a few other people. A few other Parra fans. But the Manly fans are really nice.
Oh, that's good.
And I was really
They're on good behaviour.
Well, yes. Because the week earlier was you know, the controversial...
Yeah. Was anyone in a Pride jersey?
Yeah, there were. Definitely nice. Pride jerseys. And it was... Yeah, that's another topic aside, but I was really just looking, expecting the Manly crowd to be nasty as hell, because I've been there before and they have been. And I was just chatting to a whole bunch of them. They were all like really friendly and chatty. And friendly.
Frat boy.
So that was a streaker because that was a shock. I couldn't believe it. And
good on ya.
They were just like, well, you guys played better. Well done. You know, I was like, whoa. Oh, thanks.
Nice.
Were you in your... Eels jersey?
Of course.
Okay.
Shoes and my socks.
Shoes?
Yeah.
Hang on, what?
I've got Eels shoes.
Are they actual Eels shoes or just that?
Well, I got them made, like custom made.
You got custom made Eels shoes?
They are one of a kind in the world. Nobody else has them.
Are they just like giant eels on your feet? Or like what do they look like?
They're blue Converse with the Parramatta Eels logo like stamped on it. Like,
who? How?
You can get them made. You can get Converse of anything put on them. You just got to like go through the right companies.
What?
How good? Isn't that good?
Wow. Anyway, I'm impressed.
I get so
you.
Many good comments about it.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. That's great. Well done. Love it.
What about your Tigers? Letting me down once again.
Well,
I was up for a perfect round, Joel. I told you this. Mm-hmm. And then I said, what are the Tigers going to do? Are they going to give me this perfect round?
And what did I say? Probably
not. You said
not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
I have two tipping comps. In our one that Gabby doesn't do, Yeah. I actually picked Newcastle.
Did you?
And so I did get a perfect round.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Does that mean you jumped ahead of me now or something?
I'd never looked. I can't even remember how to log in.
I'm only lucky to remember. Sorry, I don't condone this, but I only want to do it if there's money involved. Otherwise, I'm not gonna care.
Well, next year we'll do money.
Okay.
I guess fine. $10 in each or something.
No, 100.
Oh, look at money bags over here.
I'm not made of money. Come on.
Yeah, I've got to make it interesting. Otherwise, I'm not gonna do it.
Fair enough. But just so we know. That this current tipping comp, which is called Across the Tipping, very clever five by me. I am currently leading with 119 points. Joel is second with 117, and Rowan is third with 108.
Oh, good.
You caught up. Like, you got 10 points last week. I got 7, so you're only 2 points behind me now.
Nice.
Why is Gabby taking videos of me?
I'm getting bored. I'm actually not. I'm taking selfies.
All right. Oh, gosh. Well. Let's move on to a few other things before we have to go. Gabby, surfing news?
Oh, my God, guys. Mm-hmm. The World Dog Surfing Championships in California. Dog surfing. World Dog Surfing Championships in California in San Francisco. What a hoot. You wouldn't believe these surfers are ripping it. Cutbacking, re-entrying, nose riding, all of the amazing tricks.
Green room.
In the green room. It was an absolute delight. And if you need your mood to be boosted, Google World Dog Surfing Championships and watch these videos because it's a delight. It's a huge event. It's been going on since 2006. The dog that won was a rescue dog that only been with his family for 3 years. He was so scared as a puppy, and now he's shredding it. And he's won the World Dog Championships. So
how do you convince a dog to go out on a board out on the ocean? Like, I just that whole concept.
I think they're born to ride.
Some will just love the water.
Yeah,
we'll go out with a surfer. And
yeah, I mean, they have little life vests on with handles, so like the owners literally pick them up by the handle, plop them on the board, and they get points for biggest wave, longest ride.
So someone like pushing them onto the wave.
Yeah, so the owner goes out and they choose their wave.
Balancing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. They love it. And they look so happy and excited. The owners are like, they absolutely love it. There was a Frenchie that I think looked like it was struggling, but you know, we'll see.
Not enough weight distribution.
Yeah. Couldn't grasp it.
Was there a lot of surfs up dog?
Sure. Sure.
I'm sure there was.
So that's great news for the dog surfing. Hopefully there'll be some more sponos. They'll get some sponos. They'll like show it up. There'll be, you know, a world tour.
All right. That's a palate cleanser right there.
Yeah.
Tennis, yes.
Just before her 41st birthday, it seems Serena Williams may be finishing up. Professional tennis player.
What do we think of this?
I'm sad.
I'm really sad.
Yeah,
but also, my biggest sadness is that she won't beat Margaret Court's record now.
Well, she's not.
Look, whatever your opinions are on Margaret Court, I know I've got mine. And she's Australian, so you'd sort of think I would want her to keep the record. But I would actually like Serena Williams to get that record.
Yeah, she's only one short.
Yeah.
She is retiring because she would like to have another baby.
Yeah.
And she talks a lot about how, you know, it really is, there are a lot of double standards in sport for men and women. And I think she really highlights this, like, you know, there are a lot of men that continue their career able to have children. And so she's, you know, she's really struggling and she's really sort of battling, you know, she really wants to continue to play tennis, but there's a pressure that she feels that she also wants to have another child, and that those two are really hard to do hand in hand at an elite level.
Mm-hmm.
I think she has an interview with Vogue where she talks in depth about it, which sounds really interesting. But it's sad. I think she's an incredible athlete.
Of course. She'll go down as one of the best tennis players of all time. Easy.
And it's sad because, you know, 41, she's still young. Like, she's still, I think she says she's got so much to offer. She's, you know, she has a lot that she wants to do with tennis, but also being a parent is challenging.
Has anyone seen that movie, the Williams movie with Will Smith?
No, because it's all centered around him. I thought I was that, and then Will that. Smith. So
yeah, we don't like him anymore. Cancelled.
Right.
No, wrong. Damn. That's
here's
it. Right.
Here's the question.
Da-ding.
How am I going to word this?
Ooh.
It's just a sentence with no question mark.
Awesome. That's not really.
When did Australia win its most gold medals at the Commonwealth Games?
This year.
No.
You can either tell me what year or what country.
I reckon it was the Montreal. Was it Montreal Commonwealth Games?
They won 1,000.
Definitely Canada.
Okay. It was Canada.
1994.
94. There we go. It was like a 90 something? 100 something. 105 something.
87.
87. And we got 80.
Goals.
Okay. Yeah.
221 medals all up.
Huge.
Oh, no, that's not right. Anyway, thanks.
Bye. Stay sporty. Get a dog.
Get a dog up, yeah.